Courtney Barnett auf Flux FM mit Charity am Sonntagnachmittag, hätte ich beinahe gesagt, am Donnerstagnachmittag. Es fühlt sich an wie ein Sonntag, wenn Courtney Barnett im Studio steht. Heute Abend spielt die Künstlerin aus Australien im schönen Huxleys und jetzt ist sie eben hier. Wir sprechen ein bisschen über die aktuelle Platte Tell Me How You Really Feel, für die Courtney sogar sowas wie Online-Recherche betrieben hat. Wir finden heraus, wie oft sich die Musikerin, die ja gerne über Unbewusstes arbeitet, wie oft sich die Musikerin mit ihrer eigenen Kunst im inneren Dialog, im internen Dialog überrascht. Themenblock Musik als Therapie und so. Wir reden über politische Parolen in Songs, die Wichtigkeit der Zusammenarbeit mit anderen und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal hello and welcome back to Flux FM, Courtney Barnett.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, no problem. It's great that you're here again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Nice. Tell me how you really feel, right? So where are you coming from right now?
So we just got here from, we flew from Austin. We just finished an American month-long tour, yeah.
How was that?
It was great. It was a great tour. And yeah, I just kind of spent, you know, I just was catching up on a bit of sleep yesterday.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're fit for tonight's show again.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Congratulations on Tell Me How You Really Feel once again. It's a great album full of internal conversations and songs about the subconscious stuff that everyone actually has to deal with, but not everyone talks about it. Mm-hmm. Not everyone writes songs about it. But before you started writing the album, I think it was before that, but there was one thing that you did with the album's title that I was astounded by, that I found really interesting, and that is that you put the question online, or you asked people to tell you how they really feel online, and then you worked with the answers that came in, or how did you use these answers?
It was a really interesting project. I really enjoyed it. It didn't really have a solid outcome or purpose. It was kind of just interesting to see how people took the phrase and you know, and where they went with it. And some people kind of sent really personal, private things, and some people kind of sent jokes. And it was a really interesting mix of responses. But it was nice to, you know, it was like a peek into people's brains.
I'm asking because I know that in Nameless Faceless, there's like one quote. Mm-hmm. Of a conversation that you had online, I think, and I was like, maybe there's more quotes out of that research that you did that went onto the album or went on to become lyrics on the album.
No. I think the album was well finished.
Okay, cool.
By then, yeah, that was. I'd probably finished it, you know, a year before or something.
Okay,
I can't remember, but yeah, a long time before.
But what I found interesting as well, because you said in another interview, is that some people were really opening up. And then the other guys or girls as well were doing the sarcastic, jokey thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting observation already, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, because it kind of says a lot about how everyone reacts to vulnerability differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of us, you might put up a defense and be sarcastic about something, or you might open up and be vulnerable and honest about something. So it's, you know, I guess we all, or sometimes we do both. I do all of them,
yeah.
Depending on
it all happens internally, right?
Yeah.
And that's another interesting thing that I was thinking about, because I've just recently written a song, like the first song that I've written for years.
Nice.
Because I didn't feel the need to write a song, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden it was there. So I wrote the song, I demoed it, listened back to it, and I was like, what? Because there were so many things about myself in that song that I didn't consciously put in there, you know? Uh-huh. There's bits of lyrics that are in English, and I just put them in there, and then I translate them back to German and almost cried because I was like, oh, this is what I'm thinking about myself, you know?
Oh.
And I was asking myself, how often does that happen to Courtney Barnett? Because there's so much internal dialogue in your songs.
Mm.
And I bet that sometimes you listen back to a song that you've just demoed and you'd be like, wow, there's a feeling that I didn't even know about.
Oh yeah, I think that happens a fair bit, and sometimes I understand. It takes me, you know, months or a year, or sometimes I'm performing a song and a phrase might just open up and mean a completely different thing to me. So yeah, it's always changing.
Yeah. And I've read that you felt strangely positive after the LP has been finished. I think you were, it was clear to you that the topics on the LP were not positive all the way. Mm. But in an interview you said that after you finished it, there was this positive feeling. So is music a vehicle to do therapeutical things with oneself, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think, it helps me kind of work through ideas and different kind of thoughts and emotions. And I think I was dealing with a lot of kind of more negative or like personal kind of things. And I didn't expect to kind of find such a sense of relief. Yeah. Afterwards.
And that's the full circle thing, because the album title was not just meant for the people out there.
Mm.
It was meant as a question for yourself as well, right?
Oh,
you wanted to find out how you really feel.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You did find out somehow.
Yeah.
Let's listen to another one of your songs and then we'll talk a bit more. Courtney Barnett mit Nameless Faceless auf dem Plattenteller mit dem großartigen Margaret Atwoods Zitat in der Mitte. Courtney Barnett auf Flux FM. Courtney Barnett, Nameless Faceless, mit wahnsinnig guter Margaret Atwoods Zitat in der Mitte. I've read that you found that quote when you were reading an article about domestic violence in Australia or something.
Yeah, I think I just saw it in a newspaper article. Mm. Yeah.
It's such a strong quote, I think. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's like a really great song. And it's another one of these songs that I find really interesting as a white middle class man, because it shows a female perspective to me and it kind of opens my mind to feminist ideas maybe as well. And I really dig that. And there's been a shift in my personal life in the last few months or in the last 1.5 years, because I really don't care for white boys' music no more, you know? I'm like, your story is not relevant right now. Do you feel that there's been a shift in that from other people? Do you think that there's more focus on female perspectives now?
I guess there's just a lot more, everyone's just listening a lot more, which I think is so important. And people who were not being listened to before are being able to share their stories. And, I think it's really important.
Mm. What I loved about the song is that it combines a private view with a political view, and there's political topics in that song. Obviously, it's a feminist song. One can say that easily. But I've read that you tried to go for even more political songs and realized that it's a pretty difficult thing to do, to put political slogans into music that are like not connected with a private story.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I think, it's kind of hard to explain, I guess, but I think, yeah, sometimes it's just difficult to be eloquent about, you know, what you're or you're angry about, or what you or how you're feeling. I mean, that's kind of one of the main struggles of songwriting. That's why I write songs, because I have trouble kind of explaining myself most days. So, yeah, I mean, that's just another hurdle.
That you've managed to jump over, I really think. Another hurdle that you've managed to climb over was the kind of writer's block thingy that happened in between those two albums, but you've just decided to work on Jan's album with her, and you did the Kurt Vile thing. He was here a week ago, actually.
Oh, really?
Really cool. Nice guy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I love Kurt's new album. It's
great. Me too. He's a great guy. But that was important, right, to go for the collaborative approach when working on your own didn't work anymore?
Yeah, I think it's just good to kind of keep your mind open and try different things. And I was I've always kind of jumped around a bit musically and worked on different projects and different bands and whatever. And I think it just kind of keeps your brain fresh.
It's like a muscle, right?
Yeah.
Even the composing thing. You can really train that, I think.
Yeah.
But because I read that you were there was a phase when you were trying to write the album where your room looked like a room from A Beautiful Mind.
Oh yeah, that's how I write a lot of the time.
notes all over the place.
Yeah, I'm very visual. I have to kind of just have everything laid out in front of me it's messy.
You know, I've told you about that song that I've written, and I've realized the last few years. I mean, things happen when you're around 40, right? People in your family die and stuff. And I've realized that I've become more vulnerable, and I do talk about my feelings a bit more. And I've made good experiences with that. When it started, I was like, man, some people will probably hurt you because they know now that you're. But I for me, it was like a thing that had only advantages almost.
Yeah.
What would you say? What are the advantages of telling people how you really feel?
I think it's just there's power in vulnerability, and people it brings us together. And I think we're kind of brought up a lot of communities and a lot of society of being ashamed of things and being, you know, just like building these really unrealistic ideals or stereotypes, like the macho tough man,
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, and all it does is breed trouble, and it just breeds pain, and it breeds hatred and all that stuff. And I just think that it really is when you're vulnerable and you open up to yourself and to other people, it's only going to bring positive things.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to Courtney Barnett on Flux FM. I want to thank you for visiting, Courtney, and I hope all the best for. I hope you're going to have a great show tonight, and all the best for your next few months, weeks, and years. We're going to meet again. You're going to write another great album. I'm really positive about that. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done so far. Thank you for the music. Thank you for visiting. And say hi to all the people that want to be said hi to.
Yeah, I will.
And I'll see you again. Thank you, bye.
Yeah, thank you. Danke.
Ciao.